Hey folks, Future Will here. Just to note that we had a little technical goof up with this episode. Gary's audio ended up being recorded through, we think, his webcam. So he's going to sound a little hollow. I think it's still pretty listenable, except for the bit where we play dueling country lawyers near the end, which I have done everything in my power to not blow out your eardrums to mixed success. Sorry about your eardrums. Hello and welcome to Everything to Guppy, the podcast where we talk about every single item, enemy, and everything in The Binding of Isaac. I'm William Hughes, and I'm joined, as always, by a guy who's always hanging out with his friend Chet Morton, the Batman of podcasting, Gary Butterfield.
I'm inspecting hairs. I found a hair and I'm looking at it in a magnifying glass. This means smugglers.
Okay, there we go. All right. Until you said magnifying glass, I was really out in the weeds. I was like, is that like a Thomas Hardy reference? Where's it going? It's Monster Blitz, where we talk about every single monster in The Binding of Isaac at a absolutely blistering pace. And the enemy today is Hardy, which is why I opened with a Hardy Boys joke. Gary, did you read a lot of Hardy Boys as a child?
Not Hardy Boy 1, but I do know that they inspect hairs.
Sometimes, yeah, fibers, DNA splatter, you know, stuff like that.
A lot of cum stains.
A lot of, well, you know, there is, I was thinking about this.
It's the curse of the semen smuggler.
Yeah, I mean.
Sperm
maybe,
Cove.
You say Sperm Cove?
Yeah.
Is that where they hunted a lot of sperm whales? Is that why it's called that?
No, it's because they smuggle black market semen.
What makes it black market?
Into the mainland. It's from rare races that don't exist anymore.
Interesting. You went racial with it. This is cool. I guess that's maybe better than eugenics, although it's also just eugenics.
It's reverse eugenics. It's like a positive Jurassic Park kind of eugenics.
Yeah, just terrorists smuggling immigrant sperm into America to sneak it into the sperm banks.
I didn't say it was immigrant. It said it was races that no longer exist, like Neanderthals and stuff.
Well, I said it was immigrant. Why shouldn't I say it's immigrant? I was changing the premise slightly.
Well, that's you're trying to make it more racist. Mine was silly.
No. I'm making it more subversive.
Oh, that's shit.
It was
brave.
Political satire, Gary.
I forgot how brave.
When you don't like things, I say it's political satire.
Yeah, and brave.
I'm saying that like, you know, 5 years from now in Trump administration 4 or whatever, that'll be an actual subversive act that people can commit, since there won't be any actual, you know, they will have deported anybody who doesn't look like Trump, which is to say like a Bigfoot photograph from a distance.
I would really like to accident, like, well, I'm going to walk that back. What I was going to say.
Great.
To not say it.
Okay.
I was going to say, I like
you
that
didn't
idea.
Say, because Gary, you didn't say it, and you can continue to not have said it by simply not talking.
I know, but it's just the logical conclusion of your premise.
Sure.
You know, so it's really not my fault.
Yeah?
Yes and is not a crime.
Sure.
But just like somebody accidentally having an immigrant baby. When they're like a racist shithead, you know, because of these smugglers. And then
sure.
I was like, well, getting pregnant with somebody else's baby is adjacent to stuff I don't like.
Yeah,
but
there's
also
a,
these
there's
people
a,
are assholes. You know?
Yeah, there's a wide array of, you know, you typically want informed consent, but that's what makes it a terrorist act.
And subversive and brave.
Yeah, all of those things can be adjectives to describe the same act, depending on your relationship with the structures of power. I've been thinking a lot about 1000X Resist today, so I'm feeling real spicy.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Is there a reason that game is called that?
I don't think so. Having played it and loved it dearly, I couldn't tell you why.
Okay.
I think it's a holdover from some previous like draft that they worked on, and they just liked the name. There's some stuff like that in there where it's the product of a team that worked for many years on something and it kind of iterated a bunch of times.
Gotcha.
It's really good. It's, you know, it was one of my favorite games of last year. I binged it right at the end of the last year. Like, I don't know if you'll like it because it's like, it's real walking simmy.
Yeah.
And long.
I don't mind a walking sim. Like, I'm curious about the game. I just find the name annoying.
Yeah, like, you got to get past the name. And you got to get past the fact that the characters do sometimes talk in, like, future slang.
Yeah, that won't bother me too much, I don't think.
There's a lot of Hecky Almo, Hecky Grace.
Yeah, I can handle that. Like, I don't mind a walking sim. I don't mind a future slang. I don't like visual novel names.
It's much more walking sim than visual novel. But yeah, I do understand. I ignored it because of the name at first, too, and then people wouldn't shut up about it, so.
Yeah, sometimes people just name their thing a thing that isn't a good name. It's okay. Like, it can still be good.
Like Gary.
You know? Everything to Guppy.
Everything to Guppy is a fine name. It tells you exactly what the show is.
It's actually a great name. Like, sincerely. I had to say something mean because you said my name is bad.
I mean, it doesn't convey the richness of you as a person.
Me and Liv, when we were out this weekend.
Sure. I've been hearing about this trip. Woo.
We went on a trip. A fun thing to do is think of one of your friends. And when I say fun, like, let's set our expectations pretty low.
I mean, I'm having fun right now, Gary, just hearing the beginning of the premise. So I can't wait to hear anything past the first half sentence.
Knowing me.
Knowing you.
What would be another name I could have? Like, you know, somebody is Arthur. A name, but then they also seem like they could be I could be an Arthur, you think?
You could be an Arthur.
Yeah, I think I could be an Arthur, too. That's pretty good.
Whereas I think the only other name that would make sense for me is Zeke.
You're not cool enough to be a Zeke. Like, and when I say cool, I mean like a Burger King Kids Club kind of way. Zeke is the name of somebody who has a hoverboard.
I said Zeke, not Zap.
I know. But, like, Zeke is also a hoverboard name. It's, like, a more grounded hoverboard with wheels, I guess.
What about Ezekiel? What if I went by Ezekiel?
You could be an Ezekiel. Yeah.
What about Methuselah? Can I be Methuselah?
I like Methuselah because you can't really shorten.
Methy.
Like, Methy, Suzel.
Or Jeroboam. Can I be Jeroboam?
That shortens just to Jerry too easily. And I don't think you're Jerry.
I'd be a good Jerry.
Think be a good Jerry. This show would be very awkward if your name was Jerry and I was Gary. That would suck.
Like, why would it?
I'm Gary and I'm Jerry. Welcome to the Blowdrop Brothers Fart Off Bonanza.
You know? I don't think it'd be that different, man. I think we'd get past it after the first 500 episodes, probably. I think we'd probably overcome it.
I'd start going by like Elliot or something, or my middle name. I'd start going by Lewis or Louis.
You don't. In any way, shape, or form, have Lewis or Louis energy.
No, but if I had to avoid our rhyming names, I might.
Yeah, but if you did that, I'd change my name to Bluey.
Then we would get those Bluey box.
Right? How much Bluey have you watched, Gary? We confuse
some kids. Zero. I know about the cup chair controversy, and I know they're Australian or from New Zealand.
What is wrong with you, man? Why is that the first thing you know about? I don't know about the cuck chair controversy in Bluey. Do inform me, but you are on the wrong parts of the internet all the time.
Working on it.
I know.
Yeah. Somebody drew a chair in the bedroom, and then somebody made a joke about one of the animators.
Sure.
Facing the bed, and then that person got in trouble for it.
Okay. Sometimes you have a chair in your bedroom so that you can put your shoes on.
That's exactly what I said. I said that I've had chairs in bedrooms for sitting or throwing laundry on. And that cup chairs are like regular chair erasure. And I didn't think this person should get in trouble for that. But the internet ran with it because they saw a chair and like, that must be a cup chair. So.
Sure. I mean, we all have like cultural things that we enjoy a lot, you know?
Like cucking.
Yeah, we're all trying to have like a good time. Sorry, there is the most distracting ad in the universe playing. I gotta move my recording window to block this insane flea control ad playing in the Isaac Wiki.
What's insane about it?
It was a man in a giant flea costume stalking a cat while the cat's owner looked on with concern. And the guy had, like, thick Jerry Lewis glasses.
Yeah, all right.
And there was, like, a militant, like, bodyguard there who tackled the bug.
That represents the flea medicine?
Yeah, that was the flea medicine. Yeah, no, it makes me want to buy whatever this flea medicine is. Thank God my eyes are going, so I couldn't see the brand.
Yeah. I like it when anytime we see, like, a new kind of Mucinex goblin. like a guy in a suit who's representing something in a commercial. I think it's a lost art.
Yeah.
I love the Mucinex Goblin and all of his various progeny.
Yeah. Do you like it when they represent the threat? Not like you don't like the Nasonex B, right? Because the Nasonex B isn't doing, actually giving you the Nasonex problems.
We want to root for the bad guy. You know, you want somebody you love to hate. Like, you don't want to root for the hero.
Yeah, that's why we got those all those Maleficent movies.
Yeah, exactly. Or Cruella.
Gary, pop quiz. How many Maleficent movies are there?
Two.
Correct. Very good, Gary.
I figured I'd say it with confidence whether I was right or not.
Yeah, they made two Maleficent. They finished making the first Maleficent movie and thought, we have not done enough Maleficent.
Mm-mm. Going back for seconds. Sloppy seconds.
That's the subtitle of the second one, Maleficent 2. Maleficent
2, Sloppy Seconds. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
We need at least as much Maleficent movies as we have Snow White and the Huntsman films.
We should get a job playing viruses or germs in a commercial.
Gary, you've raised an interesting question, which is, what would we be best suited Syphilis. To represent?
Syphilis.
Oh, like the popular characters Syphilis and Ollie? Oh shit, Kay's gonna fucking barge in now.
Syphilis and Ollius? Yeah. There'd be a commercial, like there'd be some innocent young lovers, you know? And then we'd be in like big bug suits, like kind of creeping around the periphery.
Well, one of them by definition can't be quite as innocent as the other if we're in the mix.
Unless there's a toilet seat involved or something.
Gary, you can't get syphilis from a toilet seat. Come on.
Sure. All my partners told me that's how they got it.
Sure. All of my partners have syphilis and they all think they got it from a toilet seat.
Yeah.
I exclusively fuck people without object permanence.
It's that one toilet seat down in the syphilis district. You know, the gigantic shared room.
Yeah, yeah. Pam gives you syphilis with it. She gets in the syphilis with you.
Yeah, exactly. That's the good part about it. Just kidding. I was still doing
that. I didn't know we could do that. I was just kidding about the immigrant sperm terrorism idea. Just kidding.
Excellent. What have I been kidding about throughout this show?
Mm.
Most of it I stand by.
Yeah.
Yeah. Almost all of it.
I don't think I stand by anything I've ever said on Guppy.
I know. That is true. Yeah. It's difficult as somebody who my instincts are to take things, you know, seriously.
Sure. Even now?
So I don't have modes very well. You know?
Yeah, it's one of the many things that sets you apart from the Super Nintendo, which to the best of my knowledge had at least seven.
At least seven. I don't do modes very well. It's not a thing I'm good at.
No modes, lots of Modridge.
Yep, that's why we called the band that, to try to encourage me to get into modes.
That's weird. I think of everything to Guppy as an attempt at behavior alteration on you, and it's been an abject failure.
It's I don't have modes. It's very difficult to change somebody without modes. Yeah, I'm a fixie in terms of bicycles, like, you know?
I like that.
You look at that guy, and you're like, that guy's a fixie.
That guy's a fixie in terms of bicycles.
In terms of bicycles, a fixie. Because a fixie sounds like something different if you don't add bicycle to it. I don't know what it sounds like.
I mean, you are a fixie. Good. You went to the doctor and you got fixied.
I did get fixied. It was awesome. The actual process was not awesome. It made me feel like I had to puke.
Sure.
In a way that bypassed my stomach. Like, it just made me feel like I was going to be queasy, but not from my stomach. Like, I was going to puke up from my balls. It was not great. But I'm happy with the results.
Yeah, which is, have you impregnated your wife?
No, and I keep trying.
It's working.
Yeah. It just doesn't happen. You know, time after time.
Time after time. Gary, I like skipping over the obvious of the diabetes.
Sure.
If I'm thinking about what we would be good goblins for, gosh, I do think it might be Alzheimer's disease.
We could do Alzheimer's goblins.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, they always say, if you can't say it, it's the first sign you got it.
You got to spray it.
If you can't say it, got to spray it.
Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
Can't say it. Gotta spray it. Good t-shirt.
But, you know, you could be a neurofibrillary tangle, and I could be an amyloid plaque.
You can't
plaque.
Say it. You're the tangle. Yeah.
Yep. Well, okay. Then you can be the amyloid plaque.
Thank you.
Of course, recent research has called the entire amyloid hypothesis into question because some people were shown to be faking some of their images. But I don't know. There's still a lot of work there that shows that it is at least accumulations of amyloid beta are neurotoxic. So who knows?
I'll wear a little question mark on my costume as a nod to that the science.
And you'll get to put a 42 on there because that's the form.
How
of
many other things
beta.
Do you know about this that you want to say? How many other things about this that you know you want to say?
I spent
before we continue the show
3 years of my life researching it, so a lot.
3 years of stuff. All right, buck up, audience.
Okay. Well, I've been shamed out of talking about one of the only things I know anything about. So
that's
today
true.
We're talking about Hardy.
On our entertainment show, we can all just spend all day just saying things about things we know.
Okay.
You know?
Yep. You've already shamed me, so this just feels like a bonus round.
Okay.
What does Hardy do, Gary?
Isaac is so real for this one. This is the monster I relate to a lot in this game. He's a little rocky shit. Angry teeth, furrowed brow, and he dashes at you like all the shits do. This one's a real problem. He creates rock projectiles when he hits an obstacle, spawns more of these kind of rock projectiles when it crashes, and does it when it dies, and it's very tanky.
Like, yeah, but it will kill itself.
Dirt. Yes, yeah. It does this a bunch, and eventually it will kill itself. But you do want to take it out because it's going to hurt you before you kills itself.
I'm assuming this guy, this is Repentance, so I'm assuming this guy is mine exclusive. Let's go ahead and click
yeah,
in.
Yeah, mine
and
are
confirm. Ashfit. Yeah, yeah. Where the rocks is. Ooh, this is fun. His sprite changes as he smashes into things.
Yeah, he gets, he takes damage. Like a narc boss. Like he starts, as he loses health, he changes sprite.
Is that something that narc does?
The things you fight in narc do it. The big head at the end of narc, I think. Yeah.
Narc, isn't narc side-scrolling beat-em-up in the style of Double Dragon?
No, it's a side-scrolling running gun. So it is kind of like Double Dragon, but you shoot, you don't fight. And you fight a guy with a big head at the end named Mr. Big.
Okay. All right. Yeah. No, I'm looking at it. I've only ever glanced at Narc. I was not aware that it featured this amazing body horror.
The body horror is really good. It's not a good game. Like, it's not, you know, you're not missing anything with Narc.
Okay.
No. But as that big head, I'm going to play some Narc. No one hurts you. You know what? This weekend I played some arcade games. Spent a bunch more time with that D&D pinball machine, the new one.
Oh yeah, I have not played that yet.
It's real fun. It's good. What do you think, as a pinball enthusiast, about that new like action button being introduced?
You say new. It's been around for like at least a decade, in regular use. I don't know. It's usually a distraction to me.
I don't know why they put it in the middle. There, it feels like they could put it somewhere for your thumbs, by your flipper hands. You know,
the only button I want in pinball is when you're instead of a plunger, it has a gun.
Okay.
And then if you're doing the Indiana Jones one and you get the sword fight little mini game, you can try to like hit the targets to do the sword fight, or you can just reach down, pull the trigger on the gun.
Pretty sick.
Guy dies.
Yeah. It's a... The button is now...
I'm sorry, Gary. That was a thing I knew. Should I not have said that?
Let's process this. Okay. The, No, you know... Okay. Okay. You know what I mean. Like, that's a... Okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Will. That I made you feel bad about jamming... Alzheimer's trivia into our bit about us dressing up like goblins.
Sure. I mean, I do think we would genuinely be good Alzheimer's goblins.
I think so. But as then, well,
there,
I think.
But to do that, there has to be a treatment.
The 42 being on the costume wasn't a relevant detail, was my only point.
It's specificity, Gary. It's the heart of improv.
Do you really think having the 42 because of how many, because of the relation to the real medical science you know, would be the, is the heart of improv for that joke?
I think that it would make, like, one person really laugh. The Alzheimer's researcher watching would go, nice, because amyloid beta 42 is believed to
they
be.
They might. Nice. I suppose you could make that Alzheimer's. And if we were actually doing the costumes, that's the kind
Gary,
of detail.
I do need you to say Alzheimer's correctly one time.
Alzheimer's.
No.
Alzheimer's.
Stop it.
Alzheimer's?
Go fuck Altimeter. Yourself.
Altimeter. There it is.
Altoona. We're going to Altoona.
Altimeter. It's the, you, when it's going down, you know that you're not landing well on Top Gun.
I will compromise and also start calling it altimeter disease.
Yeah. Well, then it'd be a cooler commercial. We could be in planes.
Ooh.
You know? Yeah, I can't land. My
yeah, just
plane
two little planes flying into a tower representing your neuroplasticity.
Yeah. Your grandpa and your grandpa's nurse. Two twin towers of the home.
Is the nurse also developing altimeter disease?
Yeah, the nurse is kind of a casualty. His grandpa goes nuts.
Okay, so grandpa maybe gets access to a knife.
Yeah, one we hit the building hits the other building.
He's very angry that there's an unknown intruder in his home.
It's a stranger. Yeah, yep. And he always asks where his wife is. His wife's been dead for a long time. It's fucking sad.
Yeah. Oh, is it?
Yeah, we're making a sad commercial.
Okay.
With us dressed as planes running into a building.
Sorry, I'm just imagining us trying to us using the full limits of our technical abilities to try to recreate in video form the September 11th attacks on the World Trade Center.
Kind of like a Be Kind Rewind.
And Pentagon!
Yeah. Oh, yeah, don't forget. Certainly. I would not want to forget. I haven't forgotten any part of that.
Nope. Good.
Yeah.
You followed instructions well.
I like the idea of us doing that. We should do it as a tribute next year.
We should do a lot of video stuff, Gary. There's a lot of things we should do that we won't.
Yeah. We are only 10 days from the big day.
There is every chance that I will be flying on the big day.
Oh, shit.
Yep. Exciting.
That is exciting.
Building up Hopefully a nice karmic debt right now.
Altimeter's disease, yeah.
Gonna really catch flack for all my Pete Davidson jokes over the years.
Yeah. You know, but every time you make a Pete Davidson joke, you do get more of the BDE, you know?
Gary, I'm so disappointed in you for saying that.
Yeah?
Gary, what else can we say about Hardy? I feel like I'll be honest, I murdered my last cat last week, and it's been rough. So I don't know that I'm doing a great job at Guppy this week. I feel like I opened our conversation today with a real weird energy.
I threw you off by being mean. A little bit. I'll take a little
bit. No. I mean, I started the conversation today. Like, before we started the show, I was curveballing you, I feel like.
Well, I can take us out of this.
Yeah?
I've got a character I've been working on.
Oh, thank God. There's nothing that rescues an episode of Everything to Guppy like some Gary Butterfield character work. Thanks.
Specifically my character work. Yes. Like, it's you know, good at improv is one of the things that I am.
Yeah, well, you've been secretly being trained like fucking Piccolo and Gohan in the hyperbaric time chamber.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By me.
I've been...
Through this show.
Yes. Okay. In the scenario...
Gary, you owe me about $3,000, I think, in improv classes at this point.
It's funny that improv is so small ball that, like, 10 years of, like, improv thing, it's still, like, $3,000.
Oh, sorry, I should have said $30,000 then. I was, you know, 6 weeks of improv classes cost $300, so...
Yeesh. Okay. In this scenario, you're sitting at your computer.
Oh, I get it. Not just a character, but a scenario? What a buffet of pleasures.
And a little red guy has walked up to you. And that's me, and we can begin.
Okay, and then Gary, in this, are you going to make the opening offer here, or should I be concerned about the little red guy?
I'm going to make the opening offer.
That's amazing, Gary. I really appreciate. Now, what do you have for this initiation? What do you have in mind? All right, you do the initiation, and then we'll pause the scene and critique.
Oh, yeah, we could. Or we could do the whole scene and then pause and critique.
You know, initiations and improv are so important that they do bear a lot of scrutiny. So let's go ahead. I'll just call pause.
This could turn into a bit about the bit I wanted to do, but it could also turn into a bit about you teaching me improv. That is true. We're at a crossroads here.
Sure. You seem angry about part of the crossroads.
I did have a bit in mind that you have now hijacked to be about you teaching me improv.
It's almost okay. Like in improvised comedy, sometimes people don't do the exact thing you were planning on them doing and following the script in your head.
Sometimes is a funny pronunciation of all the time. But we can stop and criticize my opening.
No, Gary, you have successfully shamed me once again. You are running an amazing shame streak today. Your initiation and there will be no pause. I will hold all critiques until dead.
You are a glutton for shame today, brother. I'm sorry about your cat. Okay.
Excuse me?
you said how you were having
a... I'm sorry about your headspace. Fucking cat.
Thank you. You helped me out a lot when I had to put my cat down. No, you said you were in a weird mood today. So
sure.
And
I'm sorry about your cat.
I'm not trying to shame you specifically. I know I'm sympathetic to what you're going through. I'm not specifically trying to make you feel bad because of that.
No, I am just excited. But I think it's going to run out. You are going to have to just occasionally drop that back into the conversation every once in a while, or else I'm not going to know if you're sorry about my cat.
I know. I can keep that ball in the air.
Yeah.
It's a mini game I'm playing while also playing the podcast. All right. A little red guy has walked up to you. Okay. Will, you have a gift. I'm down here, Will. Okay. Will, look down here. It's me.
Yeah. Hi. Who is Hi. Who are you, and what are you doing in my home, telling me of gifts I possess?
It is I, Magnino, and you're here to join my brotherhood of tiny mutants.
I think you mean Magnenio.
Real quick pause.
Yeah.
Pretty good. This is on brand and pretty funny. good job. Back in the scene.
Okay.
No!
So
it's Magnino! The tiny master of magnetism.
Okay. Can I ask questions, or will that be disrupting the plan of some god who's trying to navigate what happens between us?
There would be no god who would allow mutants to be treated as they are. You may ask questions, for you are now my student.
So do you... Walk me through tiny magnetism.
Well, I can move small metal objects. Do you have a paperclip, Will?
No.
Or actually, that's your human name. What is your real name?
Well, I don't actually have any mutant powers, Magnet.
That's not true.
Okay. In how you think this conversation is going to go, are you going to tell me what my mutant power is, or would you like me to come up with one? Because I'm really worried about getting shamed.
You need feel no shame as a mutant. Demonstrate. Sure. Show me your powers, Will.
Okay. Okay, so I am being expected to come up with the power on the spot here. Excellent.
You're narrating a lot of things for yourself, Will.
Yeah. I have the ability to pause scenes and critique them to let people know how they're doing improv-wise.
Good. This will be very useful in our fight against humans. Tell me, what is your mutant names, child?
Delphar.
Delphar. I like it. Not quite Del Close. Not quite Del Middle Distance.
Pause.
Oh!
Yeah, I think maybe you really undercut my joke there a little bit by like spelling it out explicitly.
Well, I was a little worried that people listening might not know who that
is. I mean, I think those who know are going to know, and I'm not that worried about those who don't. Unpause.
Oh, well, that's harrowing, Delphar. Very good. Do you have a paperclip, Delphar?
No, no one has paperclips now.
Why? It's so difficult.
And a lot of them have like plastic coating on them now, which I think makes it harder for the magnet to get through.
It's much, much harder, actually. Do you have a watch battery? Or perhaps the back of a enamel pin?
No, like my wife has a bunch of them downstairs, but I don't really want
to. Ah, I can sense them. I can't move them from this distance, but I can sense them. Are you impressed?
No, that's like, right now we have the same ability to move them.
Well, if I were close, I could move them.
So could I, with my fingers.
I can move them by gripping my hand in the air.
Can you fly?
I would not even have to touch them.
You know, the Magneto can, like, fly, Ooh. Even though it seems like bullshit. Ooh. Oh, he's a popular, very popular character from the Marvel ecosystem of products.
Magneto is not familiar. Do you have a picture?
Yeah, here you go. Here's the one I keep.
Look at how your monitor slightly degausses as I get closer. Just a little bit, though.
Just slightly. Do modern monitors still do that with magnets?
I can make any monitor do that with tiny magnets.
Sure.
Look at this guy! I'm huge!
Yeah, he's you if you were bigger and handsome and not... Yeah.
He looks so good! Wow.
So he can kind of fly just because I think they needed him to fly and they did some bullshit about like, oh, he's manipulating the magnetic fields. But it seems like it's kind of just a fucking hand wave.
I feel like he's probably pushing off iron deposits in the earth, but that's just me.
Then why is it a big purple sphere around him when he does it?
Sometimes your power is a different color. Mine is orange.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. If you had a paperclip, I could show you.
I don't, though. I have a lot of LaCroix cans on my desk.
Hmm, let me see.
No, they're not moving, man.
No, they're not.
I mean, they're aluminium.
Yeah. Oh, are you British like my arch enemy? Lowercase Professor X?
Did you come up with that on the spot, or was that part of the prepared material?
That was on the spot.
It's good.
Thank you.
It's good.
Thank you.
I was going to be really mad if it was prepared material because you really locked in there real hard.
I really, really just the name was the only thing I prepared.
Yep. Mm.
Yep.
Okay.
As you can tell. Oh, shit. Powers. Ah! You've unpaused. Very good, Glenfar.
What? You call me Glenfar?
Glenfar.
Delphar. Delphar.
Delphar. Apologies. Yeah.
Glenfar is like an old NES game or some shit.
Or the opposite of Glenn Close. Another mutant!
So, Magneto, how do you think this is going to end as an interaction, Magneto?
You join my brotherhood of tiny mutants.
Sure.
And we wage war on humanity. Against the lowercase X-Men.
Boy, now I'm just wondering where would we be if I said my power was to change the DNA of men's sperm so that they had children that didn't look like them?
That'd be incredible. I'd recruit you instantly.
It'd be a mind fuck.
That would be a mind fuck.
It's hard to blame a mutant.
It is very hard to blame a mutant. You shouldn't. We are superior. Anywho, here's my card.
Oh.
It's very small.
why is it not made of like metal so that you can do like tricks with it?
I'm not good at blacksmithing.
You just call it. I'm sure you can find a fucking internet company that would make you little.
Who am I going to call? It's so small.
I
wrote this myself.
It's yeah, but there's still like, you know, Etsy or whatever. Someone would make this for you. A little metal business card that you could like hand out and do tricks with and actually look impressive instead of what you look like, which is you look like if Magneto was a professional wrestler and they needed to give him a comedy sidekick in the 1990s when we weren't that kind about little people.
Who is this mutant Etsy and where can I find her?
Magneto, you cannot hang with mutant Etsy. You will be eaten alive by her.
She seems formidable. Perhaps I would like to meet this mutant Etsy.
She will sell you a candle that she swears has three different flavors of fuck ghost in it, and you will be destroyed.
That sounds like Magneto's shit.
Yeah, all right. Well, it's been nice talking to you, Magneto.
Here's my card. Can I have a ride?
Where?
It takes me a long time to get anywhere.
Where do you need a ride to?
Asteroid M, but it's not in space. That sounds like it's far away, but it's really just down the street. But it, for me, it is thousands of miles.
Sorry, Magneto, my eyes are gone. How big are you?
A couple inches.
Okay.
But so huge in spirit.
You're like one apple high in smurfing terms.
Probably a little, maybe a small apple or a crab apple.
Thank you.
A mama's apple.
What?
A mama's apple.
A mummer's apple? Is that what you're saying? Or a mama's apple?
Mama.
Okay. Is that an established term for a crab apple? Or is that just you kind of riffing?
Because I'm this tall, when I see an apple, it's hard for me to tell which ones are edible and which ones are just crab apples. They're all pretty big to me, Magneto.
Then why do you call it a mama's apple?
Mummer.
Oh, it was mummer. Okay.
It was mummer.
Okay. Yeah, you know what, Magneto, you're
Who?
Mid-Atlantic, Magneto, your mid-Atlantic accent or whatever the fuck you're doing did make it a little hard to parse.
Yes, well, it'd be polite not to point it out.
Yeah, well, that's my secondary power is I'll criticize
your secondary everybody. Mutation!
Yeah, I'm a Grant Morrison character. Sucks.
Oh, excellent.
Lowercase.
I've done a quick bit of research using my magnet powers going online.
Lowercase excellent.
And I don't like how he treated my character that much in some ways.
You know, I can also browse the internet. I think he was just doing like a natural outgrowth of some of, you know, your character's. Or, you know, I mean, Grant Morrison never wrote about Magneto. He wrote about Magneto. So are you just acknowledging that you're a tiny Magneto or?
There seems to be some kind of relation. I'm going to research it more.
Sure.
It's weird.
Yeah. You know, I think you could argue.
I found a giant version of you.
Magneto, I saw a quote someone did on Blue Sky the other day that was like, Venom is an example of a character being turned into a hero because of popularity, and Magneto is an example of a character being turned into a hero because it got harder and harder not to just assume, just to conclude he was right about what he was saying. Mm. How do you feel about that?
Feel good. That's correct. Good.
Yeah, all right.
Generally, if good things happen for Magneto, it feels like it'll be good for Magneto.
Yeah, was there a period in the 90s where you got replaced with, like, Eric the Pink?
Oh, do you mean little Joey? Little Joey?
Well, there's Eric, so there's Joey, but there's Joseph, but there's also Eric the Red. There was, like, the Eric the Red thing, too, right?
Well, Eric the Red was actually a version of Tiny Cyclops. You're thinking of Joey or Joseph in giant people terms.
I could have sworn for a while that it was at least they were like Eric the Red. I'm going to look this up.
Yeah, no, look it up, please.
I'm look sorry. I know.
Magneto,
I know.
On X-Men trivia, please. Yeah, challenge Magneto on X-Men trivia.
Okay.
I don't care. I don't give a shit. Magneto gives no shits?
Okay, he was an alien. Eric the Red was the... Okay, Eric the Red was the one who was an elder Shi'ar agent who... Man, fucking X-Men are so fucking stupid, dude.
I hate them. I want to destroy them.
Okay. So, anywho. No, I can't give you a ride to Asteroid Lowercase M or whatever the fuck.
Fuck. Very well. Can you open your door for me?
No.
Well, I'll be around.
Yeah, I mean, normally I'd say my cats would get you, but they're dead.
I'm very sorry about that. I heard.
And seen.
Yay.
How do you feel about... I liked it. I should start by saying I liked it.
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, not too bad. We're just coming out of thinking of Magneto this morning.
Yeah. Oh, that was just this morning?
Huh, it was actually yesterday.
Okay.
But I was thinking about, every time before we record Guppy, I don't make a point of sitting down and writing anything, as should be obvious.
Yeah.
But I do just say, like, does anything pop up in my head? And it popped up. That's all.
Yeah, I took a shower this morning in the hope that my brain would produce something, but I just thought about my Arkham Horror deck.
Hmm. Any new advancements on that?
Oh, no, I'm running Patrice Half. We're doing Dream Eaters, which is the one where you do half your missions with one character and the other half with the other character.
Hmm.
So I'm running Patrice Hathaway with one, which is the violinist who dumps her hand every turn.
Yep.
And opens up a lot of, like, weird different prioritizations than you do normally. And then I'm doing Marion Tavares, who's a events-focused guardian who only has one arm.
That's interesting. Those are Marion, the second one. I know the violinist. The second one is a hero I'm not familiar with, an investigator I'm not familiar with.
She's, I don't know where she popped up in the other Arkham stuff, but in this, she's from the latest expansion, the Drowning City or whatever it's called. The one where
you probably don't know her. Is the Dream Eaters, do you spend time in the Dreamlands?
You do.
And that? Yeah. Dreamlands are fucking, that's a weird thing attached to Lovecraft stuff.
It is. It's, I mean, yeah, you're like dealing with like weird, you're dealing with Zoogs and.
Yeah, yeah.
Lots of cat shit.
Yeah, tons of cats. Cats all Ulthar. They just got backported into it. The Zugs, the Zugs. Yeah.
Kill a cat of Ulthar, stuff goes bad.
The Men of Lang. All kinds of weird shit.
Oh, I just got we just got fucking kidnapped by the fucking Corsairs of Lang.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. This is I haven't played Arkham Horror in a long time, but yeah. The have read the Dreamland source book for the Call of Cthulhu role-playing game. It doesn't feel like it's from the same game at all. Almost as if just taking all the things from her author and just making them into a game when the author had some real weird little kind of like fixations on a couple different things. Like wanting to do a high fantasy psychedelic thing.
Or all of his terrible worries that someone was going to import sperm into the women he cared about.
Smuggle. Yeah, someone's going to smuggle some sperm into Sophia Green.
Do you feel like in the Marvel Universe there are a lot of guys claiming they were mind controlled?
Yes.
In like divorce proceedings and stuff.
Yeah, once you introduce mind control in, or Skrulls.
Sure.
You know, you could, the comic book version of She-Hulk deals with this stuff a lot.
She does, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's real funny. But yeah, like once you introduce mind control, like nothing is nothing. Like, you just, anything goes. It's real silly.
Now, Mr. Jansen, you contend that you did not cheat on your wife, but you did come into the proximity of a Zebediah Kilgrave?
That is correct.
This was a man with purple skin.
A purple man, correct.
Hey, you didn't think perhaps I should steer clear of this purple man?
No, sir.
And what did this, and this purple man went on to tell you to clean out your savings account shared with your wife, take it to Las Vegas, and, quote, blow it on the first woman with the widest mouth you saw.
And marry her, yes, sir.
And marry her, yes. And you would contend that this act of bigamy was caused by some sort of space pheromones?
I was mind controlled by the purple man, sir.
Why would the purple man make you, marry a woman named Trixie. Well, you were already married to my client.
Objection, Your Honor. Speculation.
Objection, Your Honor. Only one lawyer in any lawyer improv scene can be a cornpone simple country lawyer. If there are two, it becomes confusing.
We are brothers, and you cannot stop me from practicing law.
I will address that, Lila, at Thanksgiving.
I will talk to Mom about this if you try to stop me from being cornpone again.
Don't you talk to Mom about this. You order. Know she gets the vapors.
Order in the car. Order in my car.
Our older... Hey, our older brother, the simple southern country judge, does not need to interject in here, Leland.
Bailiff, father, would you object to my brother from the court proceedings?
I reckon.
Nah, I'm the purple man.
Oh. No, get the fuck out of here, man.
That was the fruit pan, you know, playing the purple man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
He's the purple crayon. He's little.
Did you say the purple crayon?
Yeah.
Like Harold has?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tiny crayon man.
Sure.
Purple man's gross. There are a lot of 70s Marvel heroes that are just like, I can make women do whatever I want.
The Mandrill.
Mandrill, Red Ghost, and Super Apes.
Yeah.
Yeah, nasty.
Did you watch Jessica Jones?
No, I should have, but I didn't. I like that what it's based on. Love Kristen Ritter. I just haven't watched it because, yeah.
Oh, I mean, David Tennant's incredible in it as Kilgrave.
I 100% believe it. Liv won't watch it because she likes David Tennant a lot and doesn't want to watch him be a creep. And I got in my head, I wanted to reread the run, and it's not on Marvel Unlimited, and then I just kind of... Got me.
Yeah. What is that comic? Pulse? Is that or that's Pulse. That's the comic? That's what she went on to.
Alias.
Alias
is the name of that
Alias
comic.
Jessica Jones.
Yeah, and it's good. I remember it's like before Brian Michael Bendis sucks, but I don't know because I can't read it. I'm tracking down a paper copy like a fucking 19th century loser.
Working on a mystery like Tom Petty.
He loves to work on a mystery. He's so good. I watched it later, King of the Hill, because
Lucky,
I had
I just did a full rewatch of the show, and I was dreading the advent of Lucky.
Yeah, no, Lucky's great.
It's I love really Lucky. Good work.
It's really good work. Like slipped in the pee-pee at the Costco. Yeah. Lucky's very, very funny. And it was, he's so funny and so memorable that, like, there's a B-side where he's going to give Bobby a tortilla chip off the line.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And that was the only part of that episode I remembered. And there's a whole very funny plot about Peggy joining a roller derby team.
Yeah.
And Lucky was so good that just like chip off the line, like was the only thing that stuck with me for a decade, like two decades. Silly.
Yeah. King of the Hill. A good show. The reboot. Reboot.
Really good. I really liked it. I like it, doing a season structure, like having kind of continuing plots as opposed to just being an episode of the week kind of thing. Like helps that show out a lot.
Yeah, I mean it's the tiniest amount possible of serialization, but it does.
Yes,
it makes the characters feel slightly less like cartoon characters.
Yeah, and just doing 10 episodes, like as opposed to you have less room for snoozers. I was very impressed with the reboot. I liked it a lot. Really good. The latest season of It's Always Sunny is good. We're kind of in like reading kind of good and weird stuff coming back right now, and I don't know if it's just I'm old.
Sunny never left, man.
But yeah, the last couple of seasons have been kind of shitty.
Interesting.
Yeah, I didn't like them that much. This one's funny. This feels like a classic to me.
Okay.
Yeah, big laughs. In this one.
Big laughs from Gary.
Big laughs. Oh. Two big chuckles. Two chuckles up.
Big laugh Butterfield.
Mm-hmm. Belly laughs.
You got your whole belly in there?
Yeah, because like sometimes you laugh and you're like, the center's like. Oh, that's like you get the whole Santa belly kind of thing.
Gary, can I be really super vulnerable with you right now and like honest about my life?
I'm not going to tell you about that cat again, are you?
Which one? I killed two in 2 months.
What? Yes. Yes, you may.
Good segue. Segue, Ken.
Thank you.
I'm trying to think about how comfortable I am talking about this on the show.
Huh?
If you ever You know how when we're going to use some euphemisms here. You know how when a man's body celebrates
the ultimate moment of celebration?
The ultimate moment of celebration would be the sublime passage from this hell world into the tranquil silence of death. But I am referring to the little celebration.
The tiny death. Yeah.
Yeah. The little celebration, yes. You know how that involves some muscles?
Yeah.
Not a lot of muscles, but some muscles.
Yes.
You, has the act of the tiny celebration ever produced a cramp in those muscles for you?
Yeah.
Such intensity that the tiny celebration quickly becomes secondary to other feelings going on in your body?
Yes. It doesn't happen all the time, but it has happened to me before. I've also had unrelated cramps in other parts of my body.
Oh, yeah.
That decided to strike at that exact moment and have ruined the tiny celebration.
Yeah. This one specifically, the same muscles that were involved in the tiny celebration were the ones cramping.
Yeah.
I could not stop laughing, man.
It's very funny. It's a hard muscle to stretch.
Yeah. You know? It was amazing. I was just like, oh my God, this has not happened before. This is hilarious.
It's a... When you ruin the tiny celebration, there's like two different ways that can go, in my experience. I've had the tiny celebration ruined, you know, a handful of times in my life.
Sure.
There's times where it's kind of funny, like that. I think I told you before that at the moment of tiny celebration, I got bent. I told you about that?
I don't know if you have told me that. You're saying that the celebratory party got bent at the moment of celebration?
Yes. It makes a noise.
Did that impact the release of the confetti?
The confetti, you know, it's hard to tell. Like, I didn't have, like, a time lapse or whatever. Like, it might have impacted it. Confetti still released.
Okay.
But I felt nothing good because I felt intense pain at the exact same time.
Was the other member of the party committee the one who did the bending of the celebratory apparatus?
Yeah, and not just like breaking a stick over her knee. You know, she was celebrating on top of the bounce house.
Okay, so you weren't just, this was not a situation where you were having like just a hand party.
No. This was me being celebrated upon with a co-celebrant.
This was an Old West rootin' tootin' cowboy party.
This was a cowboy party. This was certainly a forward, not a reverse cowboy party, but a forward cowboy party.
Yeah, sure.
Because I was young. And the, but yeah, just a little bit, a lot of viv and vigor.
This is a situation where your celebratory apparatus briefly left the venue?
Yes. Second location. Okay. Just outside the venue.
Yeah.
And then attempting to get back in, ran into the door frame.
Sure.
Of the venue. And popped. It makes a noise. And it hurts.
Okay.
And it sucks.
And it's ineffective as a way of... God, Gary, I'm running out of metaphors here.
It's pretty difficult. Make sure no more parties happen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I guess like, you know, little baby showers. No parties turn into a baby shower.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah. That was good. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's ineffective because you still get a couple, you know, you do get a couple gate crashers early on that can still initiate the baby shower.
And the confetti was around the door. You know, I think they just march up in there, right? The, but the venue had been fumigated, was being medicated and fumigated for delousing so baby showers didn't become. That doesn't work. I don't know how to make it.
It certainly produced a different mental image than the one you were intending.
The venue wasn't cleared for baby showers.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't zoned for it.
Yeah, it wasn't Zoot. I was trying to get the chemical aspect in there.
No, no, no. But it made yeah. you made it sound like she had a bug bomb up her pussy.
Yeah, it's way worse. It becomes real like Ground Zero shit.
Yeah.
The way that I had it. But yeah, I was not cleared for baby showers. So I wasn't worried about that. I was more worried about the fact that it never happened before. And I heard a loud cracking sound from my celebrant. Yeah. And it hurts for a while and then it goes away.
Yeah. I mean, it's a durable bit of tissue. I was just, yeah. I was, when it happened, when my thing happened with yeah. the celebration, it's so rare your body surprises you anymore.
Yes.
And it was so delightful. It felt awful. Let's be clear. It felt yeah. awful, but I was just like, yeah, this is amazing.
It's good
timing. What a neat trick.
Were you dehydrated?
Might have been dehydrated, yeah.
I think you're probably dehydrated. Yeah, if I had to guess. You know?
I think
probably. It's a good reason to hydrate.
Yeah, you got to drink water if you want to party.
Yeah, they don't tell you to do that, but you should. They should just make alcoholic water so people can party and hydrate.
Sorry, what? Can you repeat that?
They should just make alcoholic water so people can party and hydrate at the same time.
Oh, that'd be good. I thought maybe we could market a brand of bottled water called Fuck Water.
Ooh. And just like, hey, you're going to need this.
Hey,
you know?
You're about to lose some fluids.
Yeah. Can you make a girl squirt? If so, she's going to want this.
Fuckerade? You
know? Spray-derade?
What?
Spray-derade. I was trying to find a rhyme. But spray is maybe not specific enough for sex.
No. God, but there has to be like an electrolyte heavy sports yes. drink for fucking that we could market.
Yeah. Somebody's going to come up with one. In like the reviews or comments, I feel like.
We're going to get
it. Or we're going to remember it.
Fucking.
Ugh. Yeah, it's difficult.
No, let us know in the comments. I don't think we have comments, but let us know in the comments.
Yeah. Or we'll write a review. It's about time for reviews. You know, it's a call to action. You should end with a call to action.
Should you? Why haven't we?
I just learned it. You should end your podcast with a call to action. Smash that like button. Go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv.
Did Kay teach
us? No, I learned it through a conference call. With a business guru, with a thought leader.
Okay, this is all fake. You're just saying fake.
This is all fake.
Okay, good.
I'm just lying.
Okay, good.
But you can also leave us a review, and if you come up with a good, like fucking sports drink, like specific.
Yeah.
Fucking
yeah. adjectival, not meant as like an enhancer. Actually, for
no, fun. Not yeah.
Like I guess actually, gerund, one is that a gerund?
Yeah, it'd be a gerund, fucking or running or something like that.
Gerund would be a good new name for me.
Jerry?
Gerund.
Then, oh, Jared. I like Jared.
No, Jared. Jared.
Oh, Jared. I like that too. It's got some real like fantasy stink to it.
Sure.
Well, like we just like replaced Garrett. The letter. Yeah. Got a review for us?
Has anyone named their kid Geralt, you think?
Weirdly, we got like 1,000 Khaleesi's and no Geralts.
That's what's wrong with America. Anyway, yeah. You can leave a review like this one left on Podcast Addict by Billy Mins. I mop, I stalk, I punch the clock. Your chatter fills the endless slog. The game's the hook, but not the meal. It's mostly bits that fail to heal. The laughs are rare, the tangents long. The balance feels a little wrong. Yet still I play shift after shift because the feed's a constant gift. It numbs the hours, it dulls the scars. 2 stars.
Ah.
That was a 5-star review.
Very good.
I got to recite a poem is why that's good.
Yeah. That's did you memorize it?
No.
You didn't get to recite shit? No ghost.
Shamed a third.